Matt, first off the bat, women's congratulations. An undefeated season and also another Trelaw Cup, adding more luster and trophies to the cabinet. But have you seen the whole season? Just must be like a dream.
Yeah, it's been good. We've got a great bunch of boys here at the moment, and we're really going through that golden era. So we hope to keep that going for two more games at least. So we'll, hopefully we can build on it. So far it's been great, but it won't mean much if we don't sort of go on with it. And the boys understand that. They're a mature side, and they've all been there before.
Well, you've got a bit to go to catch up with Walshy. I think he's won three of them. But the fact is, all the hard work starts in January when blokes sort of turn up and make a commitment. And yet another club championship looks like it's going to happen as well. And I think it's about the eighth or ninth in a row.
Yeah, it's definitely a credit to the whole club. It all sort of starts with Stuart Prowse as our president. He really kicks things off. And they all put in the whole pre-season. Everyone turns up and they really take ownership of themselves, to tell you the truth. If one bloke doesn't turn up to training, he sure knows about it from the other boys.
Yeah, and it must be tough this year. Of course, you've lost both Jack and also Cole as well. You know, nothing's ever an easy ride, and these guys, such a contradiction in spectrum in regards to contribution to the club. But, you know, Cole's been around forever, and Jack was starting on his journey, but the club seemed to pick itself up, and was there support there from the zone and the AAU and all that sort of thing in regards to psychologists and chaplains and all that sort of thing to help you move on?
Yeah, definitely. They've been great. Some very sad times. It has sort of galvanised the club as a whole, so we've had to go through plenty this year, and I wouldn't wish it upon anyone. But these everyone around the club really, really stuck together, and we're a tight-knit group.
Yeah. Well, we now move on to basically one game away from getting to another grand final. Your take on the Walker Rams, who gave you a bit of a wake-up call during the home and away, especially late in the season, but the top six, they're just going to be difficult no matter what.
Yeah, definitely. When we took them on last week, we had a few blokes out, so we'll be at full strength, and we're glad that we finished in the top two to get this week, next week off. So we look forward to resting a few bodies, but we'll definitely be hitting the training paddock and doing our research on them boys.
Yeah. And finally, are you happy with the way you're progressing in your coaching? Like, you've got heaps of trophies, winning games, but you're getting that support from the zone on New South Wales Rugby to make you a level two or a level three coach. And you've got a great mentor there in Walshy, who's a development officer as well. Is that something you want to see more of amongst, you know, fixing up all these houses around Tamworth?
I get looked after a lot, and Gary Walsh is a great help, and so Andrew Varell. But we're never short of support. I'm doing my currently doing my level two at the moment, so we'll look to keep these group of boys together, and they make my job a lot easier.
Yeah, well, Matt, warmest congratulations, back-to-back Trelaw Cups, of course, moving forward to an opportunity to get another Heath Shield for Pirates. I think it'll be about the 6th or 7th if you can win the grand final on September the 2nd, and we wish you all the best moving forward.
Thank you very much.